Okay, today's daf is Ksubis Daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis Mabez discussing a stira that we have, or not a stira, just a distinction that we're trying to figure out based on the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told us, getting back to Sukkis, if you remember, that we discussed back in Yevamos when we have Trey Utrey. Two witnesses say that the husband died, and two say that he didn't die. Two say that she's divorced, two say that she wasn't divorced. So Rabbi Yochanan has a distinction. In the case of Misa, if the woman gets married, then she could stay married. But in the case of divorce, if she gets married, then we force her. Besdin says, Tetzai, she has to leave her husband. So what's the difference? Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, why should there be a difference between Misa and Gerushin? So three answers, two of which we did yesterday. Abaya had said, really the case is 1 8 against 1 8. And the distinction is that Eid Echad B'Misa is trusted as two when he comes at first. And therefore, that's why we're going to say Lo Teitze, because it's like one Eid coming after two Eidim have already come. We won't allow it L'Chadchila, because it looks bad. Haser, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Haser Mimcha Akshus Peh, V'Lazus V'Sam Rachek Mimecha. Right? We don't want to do something that looks bad. Right? That's interesting concept that we have in Yahadus, a double concept. On the one hand, we have a concept of Dan Lakav Schus, that every person has a chiyuv to give each other the benefit of the doubt. Pasuk says, Beferish, Besedek Tishpon Amisecha. Part of that mitzvah zaseh is to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, even if it seems somewhat far-fetched. The Gemara tells us stories in the end of Mesecha Shabbat, not all the way at the end, but in the second half of Mesecha Shabbos, about unusual cases of how far one has to go to be Dan Lakav Schus, unless somebody is a Muchzak Grasha, one has that chiyuv. That's on the one hand. But on the other hand, each Jew has a person not to make it hard for the other person to be Dan Lakav Schus. For example, chshad issues. Maris Ayin is a little different, but chshad issues, them thinking that I'm doing something wrong. Like the cases earlier in Masechah Shabbos, that in the days of old, one used to have to light a chanukiah on both sides of their house. So nobody would look at one side of the house and say, oh, I guess they're not Shomer Mitzvah's Chanukah. So what do you mean? It's their chiyuv to be Dan Lakav Schus. The answer is yeah, but it's also your chiyuv to not to do something to make it hard for them. All right, that's the pasuk that we say in benching. Venimsa, it's based on the pasuk quoted in the Mishnah in Shkalim, that when the Kohen went in to do the Trumas HaLishka, to take the Shkalim out, he wasn't allowed to wear anything which would be able to hide any type of money. No pockets, no hems, no cuffs, nothing on those begadim. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'nimsa chein v'seichel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam." We have to find v'nimsa chein b'nei adam. Right? That's the chiyuv that a person has to make it not hard for others to be Dan Lakav Schus. This is the other pasuk that also reflects that idea in the fourth parak in Mishlei. V'lazus v'asayim, people talking on their lips, harchek b'mecha, distance yourself from that. How do I distance myself? If I don't do anything to make people talk about me, that's a good step. Sometimes people are going to talk anyway, but as long as I go do as much as I can, so then that is okay. So that's what the Gemara quotes about Bezdin not allowing this person to get married. L'chadchila, once it is one and one, even though the first one halachically has the status of two, in regard to after they are married. So that was distinction number one, that Abaya tells us the difference between Gerushin and Misa is 1 8 versus 2 8. Number two, Rava said, really, it's the two witnesses, Treu Trey, and Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Menachem, but Rabbi Yossi, who said above, Lo Teitze, he holds like him, but a Gerushin and not by Misa. Why? What's the difference? By Misa, she's more nervous. And therefore, we could trust that she's going to really focus and daiko mitzvah, because she can't be machish when her husband walks in. Oh, you're really dead. No, it's not going to work. But by Gerushin, she can deny it. She can say, no, you divorce me. And even though Rav Hamnuna says that a woman wouldn't be brazen enough to lie against her husband, so therefore, why don't you say she has the same level of ne'amanus by Gerushin? The answer is no. She's only has that ne'amanus. Rav Hamnuna only exists in front of her husband. And if, I'm sorry, we'll get back to that chiluk in a minute, only if she has nobody supporting her. But if she has people supporting her, then she's not nervous, and therefore she doesn't have as high level of an emanus. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan would say, Teitze, in a case where she got married. That was chiluk number two, between Gerushin and Misa. And finally, what we're up to is chiluk number three, five lines from the bottom. Rav Asi Amar, Kigon, Da'amri Edim, Yerdeya Avelos. Kagon to Amri Edim Achshav Meis Achshav Girsha. Rav Asi says, well, maybe the case is where he died now, or the divorce happened now. They say, it just happened today. Your husband died today, divorced today. Misa leka liverura. So by a case of Misa, there's no way to know exactly where the body is, right? How are they going to know where the body is? Gerushin ika livrura, but by gerushin they can be mevara. Why? Da amrinan la im isa da hachiha viachzil langitech. If it's true that your husband divorced you, so where's the get? Right? We have many distinctions between gittin and misa. Remember the five women who are trusted to bring her get, but not trusted to say her husband died. Why? The Gemara says ksav mochiach. The ksav mochiach, the get is, that's a big difference. There's a raya here. And she should have a raya that she was divorced. So if you look in Rashi here, there's a diak in Rashi that the Shaar Mitzvah Balacha makes here. What does it mean that by Misa, you can't be Mevarer? Rashi says, Leka Livrura im Amru Tava Bamayim o Achlo Ari. Right? If they say that, oh, he was eaten by a lion, right? Or he drowned. So you can't check that out. Right? There's no way to check. There's no body. Hilkach lecharkila lo tinas. If yimnis is lo teitzei. That's why Biddi Evan, if she got married, lo teitzei. Masheikid by get. It's her responsibility to hold on to the to the get. So the Shem Mitzvah and Balacha here discusses. So what about a case where they say he's buried? Right. Rashi gives these cases of, oh, he was eaten by a lion. Oh, he was lost at sea and he drowned. Says the Shaar Mitzvah Bahalacha, Nira Lodaktik, Midalo Naka Chekfar Nikbar. Oh, he's already buried. Why don't Rashi say that case? Unless you say, well, then she would know about it. So it wasn't an unusual case. But Rashi doesn't say that. So Mashma de Im Nikbar, maybe if he was buried, that wouldn't be called E.F. Shalavarer, because you could unbury him. You could dig him up. Right? Yecholam Lavarer, Aide Shif Techua Kever. Umize Yish Ksas Raya. This is a discussion of the Pisrei Tshuva in Yaredeya, in Shin Mem Gimel, in Hilchos. We know the halacha is usually Chas V'Shalom. You never allowed to touch somebody after they're buried. That's it. They stay there. But the Pisrei Tshuva discusses in Shin Mem Gimel what is the halacha in Shin Samach Gimel. Is one allowed to check the body l'shem iguna? Mishum iguna kila be'rabanan, is that enough of a reason to check? So that's what he discusses in Os Zion and Shin Samach Gimel. The Pisrei Tshuva discusses, the Shulchan Aruch says, Asur liftoach hakever achar shenisla magolel. You're not allowed to open the kever. Afilu im orerim yorshim l'poscho. Could they live dokim hevish de Cyrus? Okay, you have to check if he's a gadol or not about money issues. Okay, money issues you can't unearth. Now you can't do that. But if it's more of an issue, not just money issues, but it's a case of iguna. So that's what the Pisrei Tshuva here discusses. He quotes Baharug Echad Shenimsa V'lo Nikar Bo Shum Tzuras Panim. Somebody was killed. And you don't know who it was. When we talk about gadim vaksavim nirishu bali sha'achas, asher yatzavi beiso zechatzi shana. Right, somebody's been missing for 6 months. And they just think that it might have been this based on his clothing. V'kavru oso, they buried him, v'achakach ba, yishav amra, sheish labayla simanim muvhakim begufo. He has a simon muvhak, he has a certain type of body sign. That I could tell if it was him. In mutter liftoa kivro lir os achar hasimanim, k'leil hatira mechevle ha'igun. Very serious shaila. Could you check, could you unbury somebody in order to check who it is to allow this woman to get remarried? Vidas harav, he quotes Rabbi Lazar Fleckles, that's the Tshuva Me'ava, Talmud of the Noda Behuda, lahatir, tahari afilu lekuchos, yichon lomar anan zuze yahavinan lenivo, lenivo, lomlo mitam simanim asuyin leshtanos, v'chulu. Imkeno, isha azo, shaloti aguna kol yomel, tucholomar, mali benivulo, v'simanim elu enim eshtanim la'olam. Okay, a little nivel hames in order to save me from not being able to get married for the rest of my life, that's worth it in halacha. Uve prat, sheze gam lechvodo. This is also lechvodo, why? Shebanav yisablu v'yom rukadish. Right, you want the kids to know who it was. You want them to be able to say kaddish, so it's also lechvodo. And then he quotes Rav Machaber, the one who he's quoting here, from the Shuva Shiva Sion Chalak Alav. He says, no, the Hello Isser. And he quotes that he says, no, you can't have benito didam shema hu acher v'hanivo b'chinam. You're not sure if it was, if it's, you're checking if it's him, and if it doesn't turn out to be him, then he did it for nothing. How can you take that chance? How can you take that risk? But then he quotes other achronim that are meiko b'pshitus. The mutil of tocha kevel eroso k'di lahatir ishto v'ein lesser v'tam loma hirgaz tani Dafla kivro b'shalom mutter l'chati kivro. To bury him in his own kever avos, you're allowed to. Surely he loves his wife, to be matir ishto. So that is the Piskei Tshuva's discussion, but the Sharmas Yad HaMalacha says, maybe it's meduyak here in this Rashi. The Rashi says, you can't figure it out. Why? Because the body's not around. Master, if the body might be would be around, you would be able to open up the kever. And we discussed that in the past, other tzrachim, to move to kever, to move to Eretz Yisrael. What about to move to kever avos? Ramosha has a tshuva where somebody was nifter in some far-flung tiny little city in America, and they want to move him to kever avos in the New York area, and Ramosha didn't allow it. Ramosha says, what, it's your convenience? This isn't really a kever avos, just because you don't want to schlep there to go there. But Ramosha says, there's no chiv to visit a kever ever. You want to go? Okay, it's a minhag to go on certain days. But there's no obligation. So you're moving, Ramosha screams at these children. You're moving it for your convenience, right? Not for his convenience. So Ramosha, it's not so pashut to, Ramosha says, to move a kever. Again, it's a serious shiloh that one has to ask. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbana, next case. So we just discussed Rabbi Yochanan for 20 lines. Rabbi Yochanan was machalik between Misa and Gerishin in terms of Bidi Eved once the woman got married. So now we have another Brisa, which says the opposite. Or not the opposite. Shouldn't say the opposite. A different case. Shnayim Omrim Niskadsha. V'shnayim Omrim Lo Niskadsha. If there's a machlok, is that whether the woman was married? Harezu Lo Tinase. She cannot get married because two of them say she's already married. V'im Nises Lo Teitse. But if she gets married, so then she could stay with her quote-unquote new husband. Shnayim Omrim Nisgarsha. Shnayim Omrim Lo Nisgarsha. Harezu Lo Tinase. V'im Nises Teitse. But if there's a machlok, is about Gerishin, so then we say Teitse. She has to leave. Maishna Reisho, Maishna Seifa. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference between the two? Amar Abaya, so two answers. Answer number one, Amar Abaya, Tirgama Be'ed Echad. Same type of answer that Abaya said earlier, the way that Abaya explained Rabbi Yochanan on the previous Amud, so he explains this price also. It's really about Eid Echad. And therefore what? Eid Echad Omer Niskatsho, Eid Echad Omer Lo Niskatsho. 1 8 each says that she was married. So let's think about this. Travayu Bipnuya Kamasadi. Both of the Edim are saying she was a Pnuya. Both agree to that. She was single. And now the question is, has that changed? There's one that says the status changed. There's two that at least admits to what the status was. And therefore, we say that she is believed to be able to stay married. And the words of the 1A that said she was married previously does not work. Seifa, Eid Echad Omer Nisgarsha, Eid Echad Omer Lo Nisgarsha, 1 8 each on the divorce. Travayu Be'eshes Ish Kamasadi. Both of them are being made about an Eshes Ish. Her status was Usser, married. Vahaydik Omer Nisgarsha, Havilechad. And that, which one of them says, that has been undone, that's one. Ve'edvar Shalechad B'makam Shnayim. Fine, that's Abaya. They're both admit to the previous status. Tosfos here on top discusses. He doesn't even understand the havamin of the question. There's a chazaka before it. Cheskas aguf. She has a cheskas aguf. She was a penuya. She was a cheskas aguf. She was an aishas ish. Tosfos says I don't even understand what the question was. Maybe that's goof what Abaya is answering. But Tosfos is even bothered by the havamina. You know, why don't you just say she has a chazaka in the two cases? That's a discussion in Tosfos. Answer number one. If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes here on the Eid Echad and in the about Niskadsha, and they're each testifying that she was a Pnuya, I'll start with Tosfos. Travayu bePnuya Kamisadi. They're both testifying about saying that she was single. Lo Avit Sarich. You don't have to say that. Laha daafiluleka elahahu daamr niskadsha lo teitse dein davishev erva pachas mishnayim. Really, you don't even have to come onto this svara, says Tosfos, because You don't have two edim on a davar shebe'erva about the marriage. You only have one ed about the marriage anyway, according to this. So you don't even have to get into undoing the previous chazaka. Ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. You don't have two people about the wedding anyway, says Tosfos. But then Tosfos says, if that's true, then why can't she get even married lechatchila even? Right, if ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim is really the svara here, that there aren't two witnesses that she got married according to Abaya. There's only one. So of course she can get, there's no problem. So of course lo teitze, so why can't she even get married in the first place? So Tosfos says, it's not so simple. What, of course, if there's one witness that said a woman's married, and nobody else says that she's married, of course there's nothing to talk about. But even if we know the Vandai, the marriage occurred with one witness, it wouldn't work. So Tosfos says, you have to make an ukimta here. Tosfos says, what's the case here? The case is, there was a marriage ceremony, you're just not sure if it was a good marriage ceremony. You can't say there was nothing, because then of course it wouldn't work. So Tosfos says, he threw her a ring. And you're not sure, you know, who it was close to. You're not sure if she said yes. You're not sure. There's some other type of suffix in the marriage ceremony. That's the case. Right, usually by gerushin you have these cases. Because you can assume by gerushin they might not want to be near each other. He's throwing her the get. By kiddushin it's somewhat unusual. You would think that he would want to put the ring on her finger. But sometimes there's unusual cases. Umisafkalon, ikarov lo, okarov lo. Vahani beisadi. There were two witnesses. Chad amar karov lo. Vachad amar karov lo. One's lo, one's lo. That's the case. Dekivan devadai zarek la kiddushin. Less than lamemer. Ukma chazaka la tera la chadhila. Very interesting in Tosfos. Tosfos says, the maisa kiddushin is enough to say that she loses her regular cheskas penuya, even though you're not sure if it was a proper maisa kiddushin. But you know the act was done. The machlokas is whether it was an appropriate maisa kiddushin. That's good enough to say this could be davar shebe'erva, and therefore you have to get into the other discussions of, both agree that she was single, and then there's only one that's trying to uproot the chazaka, and therefore it would be different. Number one. Tosfos' first suggestion. There was Vadai a Maisa Kiddushin, but you're not sure if it was a successful Maisa Kiddushin. And then Tosfos has a second Deya. Again, each one is more unique than the next, and each one might argue on the other one because of that uniqueness. Inami, says Tosfos, Kegon shahayu neiris dokos, umitos mutsaos, shahaya omeid lakadesh. Not that there was a maybe Maisa Kiddushin, they were in the wedding hall. The candles were lit, the tables were set, the photographer was there. So that's also pretty strong of a giveaway that there's a wedding going on here, right? So also shayom lekadosh kedamer b'sofa magarish ve'edachad omer niskacha ve'edachad omer lo niskacha bosasha. So there too, that might even be a bigger chiddush because there's no ma'aseh kedushin on the table here, right? It's just that everything was said. It looks like a marriage is about to take place. So is that weaker or is that stronger? On the one hand, that's weaker. They didn't see a ma'aseh kedushin at all. Right, they just saw what the abizrahu of the wedding. But on the other hand, they saw all of this public preparation, not just one little act of a man threw a ring to a kala. Those are Tosfos' two deos. What do they both have in common? That's the case, says Tosfos, that there's a suffix about the kiddushin, even though only one aid says vade mekudeshes, that's enough to be able to create a suffix in our mind that it really took place. And then Afgamina, which could she marry somebody else? Lachadchila, no. B'di'evit, she could stay married. Fine. That is all number one. Again, what are we trying to explain here? Let's keep the flow. The brisa that has the chilik between Aiden that argue about the marriage and Aiden that argue about the divorce. About the marriage, we say lo teitze, and about the divorce, we say teitze. What's the difference? So Abaya gave the first answer. It's really 1-8 versus 1-8. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says lo olab treu tre. Ravashi says, no, really, it's two against two. Two Edom against two Edom. Aye, so what's the difference? The Eifach, and switch it. Really, in the case of the Machlokas about Kiddushin, Teitze. Gerushin, lo Teitze. Why? And that svar is kind of opposite of what we had before about Gerushin versus Misa. Let's read it. Shnayim Omrim Ra'inu Ashen Iskacha. Two Edom say, oh, we saw this woman get married. Ushnayim Omrim Lo Ra'inu Ashen Iskacha. Two say, we didn't see. Harezu lotinase. She cannot get married because there are two eidim that she was married. V'imnises teitse. And if she got married, she has to be teitse. Why? Because there are two witnesses that she's a married woman. The two eidim that say that she's not married, what, they were watching her every second of her life? Gemara said, that's why she has to be Teitzei. Because, just because you didn't see, you know, doesn't mean. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Lo re'inua ain araya. Right? That just because they didn't see, that's not a raya. Okay, maybe it happened when they were sleeping. Maybe it happened that they weren't with her. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha de dairi b'chatzar echad. The chiddush is that they live in close proximity to her. They live right near her. So ma'o the tema, you might have said, im isa diniskacha kala isla la milsa. If they live on the same block, they would know if there's an engagement party going on. They would know if there's a wedding going on. So therefore, if they didn't know about it, that is a raya that it did not happen. Kamash malan da avdi inshi de makachi bitsina. No. Sometimes people can get married in private. And therefore, there is no raya. That it didn't take place, but there's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that they didn't know about it, but still, we don't trust them that they didn't see it, or that we trust them that they didn't see it, but that's not a raya that she wasn't married. Good. There is a question in the Rishonim, the Rashbi here discusses, what happens if they say there was this wedding, wonderful, and these were the Eidim, and this was the rabbi, and this was everybody, and then they go to those witnesses, and the witnesses deny it. Right, so does that uproot it? There are two witnesses that she got married, but the two witnesses that actually were the Eidei Kiddushin say that they never were there. So does that uproot these two other, is that Shrei U'Shrei, and therefore she can get married, or at least Lo Teitzei? That is a discussion in the Shita, in the name of the Rashba, whether we would say that she would have to be Teitzei there or not. That is the Rashba's comment. I'm not going to read it now, but that's in the Shiva Kabbalah. It says right here, in the name of the Talmud Rashba. Tavka b'chatzer. I'll read it. Tavka b'chatzer, hudam rinan delo rinu ein araya. Pshib da'av di inchi demkachi b'tzina. Aval amar kidash tshiva mamad ploni. Uba oso mamad hayu ploni uploni. And they asked them, and they say they weren't there. Eina mukudashes. V'loam rinan hacha, lo rinu ein araya. Because they were testified about that they were there. So if they would deny it, that it wouldn't be a marriage. The Rush, if you remember, that we mentioned this back in the first parak, quotes a machlokes Rishonim whether you need a minion for kiddushin, whether you should have. The Gemara says birchas chasanim ba'asara, sheva brachas, need a minion. But what about Erison? Right, they used to do it a year before. Right, so do they need? So that's the 2 days in the Rush and Simon Yud Beis in the first parak. He quotes Rav Shmuel Kasav Rav Achoy. Coach the Shiltos, to Birchas Erisin Biyud. You need 10. For Shmuel Hanagid, Nechlak Alav. Vomer Shein Zorach Yud Elo Birchas Chasan Bilvan. Shol Huskru Yud Elo Ba. No. Va'od Kiddushin Bifne Shnayim. Yata Matzor Chasara. Right? So Machlokas Gaonim, the Rush quotes. Veli Nira Dibre Ravachoy. The Rush lights Ravachoy going that you need a minion because you learn it from Boaz. And Boaz also did Birchas Erisin there. And therefore, he believes in that. And then he quotes, V'od. Okay, and then he quotes about before or after the Erison. But those are 2 days. So it's interesting, according to the day that says you need 10, so is that, here it says, Bekachi Betzina. So Betzina, does that mean a little private ceremony with 10 people? Right? Or at least it's not Ma'akev, it's Lachadchila. That's an important line. Let's just finish this sentence, and then we'll make another interesting comment. So that's the first half of the statements. Rav Ashi, remember, flipped it. So if you have a machlokes between the two different Edim, whether she was married or not, there we say Teitzei, because there are two witnesses that she was married. And just because the other two didn't see it, lo re'inuha ein araya. Seifa, but the other case, Shayim Omer re'inuha shen is garsha. Two witnesses said we saw that she got divorced. V'shayim omrim lo re'inuha shen is garsha, harezu lo tinasev im niseis lo Teitzei. Right? She could stay married. So again, my kamash malan. So what's the chiddush? What, just because they didn't see the divorce? Maybe it happened anyway. So I avagad the diary bechatzar echad haynuach. Then what's, that's the chiddush of the reisha. What would be the chiddush of the seifa once we know from the reisha otherwise? So ma'u detema gabi kiddushin hu da'avidi inshi demakachi b'tzina. By kiddushin, people might want to do it quickly and get married. And privately. Aval gabi gershin im isa de'igrisha kala istala milsa. People always know when other people get divorced. It's more of a public thing. Kamash malan, davidi inshi demakachi demakashi b'tzina. Maybe not. And therefore, that is the chiddush even in the seifa. 2 points. Number one, the principle of lo re'inuha ein araya is used many times by poskim in various different contexts. The fact that you didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't take place. Lo re'inua ein araya. Rav Moshe even uses that in some of his tshuvas last night in a derech anava. Only Rav Moshe can say this. Like he quotes a whole. He says I looked everywhere and I didn't find a source for this idea. And then he says, and even though lo re'inua ein araya, and it could be that there's something out there that I don't know about. And then he continues, but he quotes that about himself. But just one example. To mention, again, out of many, Rav Avadya Yosef, in his tshuva, he has a tshuva about lighting electric lights for Hanukkah candles. In Chelek Dalet, in Yichav Adas, in Simon Lamed Ches, he talks about this, could it be Yosef with electric lights, and could you make a bracha on an electric light in a shul that is, you know, having a huge, beautiful menorah in a shul? Right, you know, you make a bracha on the menorah in the Beis HaKnesses. What about an electric light? So he goes through the tshuva where he says no. Right, even if one wants to say that electric candles for Shabbos might be okay, and you can even make a bracha on that according to a number of poskim, when it comes to electric candles, Rav Avadya is against it, as most other poskim are as well, being that Chanukiah is more of a din of not only Eish, but also oil, not just oil, that it burns longer, and it's the way that Rav Avadya says it is that it's not dumya de Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it has to be for Chanukiyot. This is the Ode, Hari Bachanukiyah. Why? There's no fuel and a wick. Right, it's not two separate things. And even though you don't need shemen, right, you could use what?
Candles,
you don't have to use that, but still there you still have a wick and a source for it. By the electricity, it's like totally different mechanism. So therefore, he's not into it. And then he quotes, so what about, though, a big, huge menorah in a shul, which is persume nisa. So fine, you weren't yotzei, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah with that. But can you make a bracha on it? Can you make a birchas haroah? So he quotes and says, no. He says, any birchas haroah only works for a lighting that you could have been yotzei your mitzvah with. And then you can make the birchas haroah on that, of sha'as anisim. But if not, not. And then he quotes in the footnote, and I saw it in the name of the Ragashavar, that we don't make birchas haroahs anymore today. Birchas haroah, nobody makes a birchas haroah today. The minhag is not to. That's what the Ragashavar says. Says Rav Avadya, here's our line. He says, just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it's the minog. Why? Because it hardly ever comes up. When do you ever make a berachas aroa? If they're not lighting for you at home, you're not going to light later on. So there's so many conditions. Says Rav Avadya, you can't bring a raya from a minog that is such an unusual case. It's eno matsui. That's not a minog. Oh, there's a minog not to make berachas aroa. No, it's just the situation. Berachas aroa never comes up. But if it ever comes up, says Rav Avadya, you make the berachas aroa. Lo re'inu ein araya. And that's what he argues in the Ragah Shavar. In that case, benidon didon, lo re'inu ein araya l'chosh l'minog. And he says, theoretically, you would be able to make a berachas aroa. It's just not on the electric candles, in his view. Number one. The other point I wanted to mention, right at the beginning, right before the two dots, and then we'll continue, is a chashuke chemed on this line of getting married, betzina, or divorcing betzina. He quotes, she'ela yedua. The known Shaila. We're going to try to make it known right now. Not so known. Obviously, the son of the Maran Padua. We all know that story. Well, he's going to say it for us. Hitzia ha-melech ha-polni at bito nachri al-isha. The non-Jewish king said that his daughter should have to marry, this big rabbi should have to marry his daughter. Have to marry his daughter. Ukedeli natsal miyatzazu, to save himself. I guess if he would be married already, he wouldn't have to. What did he do? He went and was makadesh a 40-year-old woman who is going to die. Shaisa chola nisvano telamos. He wasn't interested in marrying her, but she agreed basically just to save this gadol adar from having to do this. Ve'aidekach nitsal miyasakana. Ki hera lamelach shukfar nasui. Ha'imu tzorach lakadsha bebirchas erisin uba'asara. Oshema muta lakadosh zabli birchas erison. Do you always need to make birchas erison? What do you mean? Of course you do. What if you have no kavana to ever live with this woman? You're just marrying her for some other reason. So that's the Shai says tshuva. He says looking subis daf chav gimel avidi inchi debakachi b'tzina. Right? Some people get married in private, and if you look in the Malo Haroim here in the back, he says, but what about according to the Rishonim that we just discussed that Berachas Erusin is ba'asara? How could you say you get married b'tzina? Oh, says the Malo Haroim, maybe you don't always have to make Berachas Erusins. When would you ever not have to make a Berachas Erusin? Ah, says Rav Zilberstein, maybe in a case where you have no kavana really to ever go to the next step. Vasalonas arusos, we have never, you don't have kavana for vehitar lonas anasumos lanu. So maybe not. And where else did this come up? He quotes from a Maharsham. Maharsham, so 150 years ago. The Maharsham quotes a story. Shagazru hashiltonos b'chutz la'aretz. There was some type of gzera of all widows had to leave this land. All these old widows, that was a rule. I don't know what case he's talking about. The Yatzulahem and the Marsham was miyaitz them to get civilly married. Not halachically married, civil marriage. Linase apini museim lizkenim harashoim lagur baritzahi. Vaydeni suim yorshu gamim ladursham. If you marry this guy, civilly, you'd be able to stay in the country. And they did chupo v'kidushin al pi rava memshala. Avalo echnisa baal rishuso. V'yosukin rak lefnim. They just did it as a show. So, let's say you would go through the motions there, but you have no kavani, you're just doing it to stay in the country. Again, Birchas Erusin or not. And he says, it not only is the Marshav, it goes back to the Rishalmi. Unbelievable. The Rishalmi and Yevamis. I mean, the godless of the Chazuk Echemer is that he has all of Shas on his fingertips. He says, Rishalmi and Yevamis, in the fourth parak, Rabbi Tarfon was Makadesh 300 women in a famine year so he could be machal them truma. It was a famine, nobody had food, but he was a Kohen. So he had plenty of food. Problem is, nobody else could eat it. So he went to 300 women, not that he was at, but Midaraisa, right? Right, Kinyan Kasbo. So he was Makadish 300 women, Kedei Lachilam Betruma. The Imkain, so maybe, in all these cases, is it a regular marriage? He suggests that maybe you don't have to do Berachas Erusin in all these cases, and maybe that's what's going on here. When Makachi Betzina, don't you need 10? Maybe they didn't do Berachas Erusin in these cases. Maybe that's a possibility. Fascinating discussion. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara two dots. Remember, we had the last line in the Mishnah yesterday that we didn't know what it was referring to. Let's remember our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had the two cases of Pesha Asar. The case of, hi, I'm divorced, or hi, I was not Nivellus when I was a Shvuya. But if there were Edim that we know that she was married or that she was a Shvuya, then she does not have the Pesha Asar. And the last line of the Mishnah was, but if she's already married, if the Edim come and told us this information after she was already married, she could stay married. So what is that last line referring to? We have two cases in the Mishnah. Is it referring to the first case, the marriage case, or the Shvuya case? So, Rav Oshia, Masni La Aresha, Rabba Bar Avin, Masni La Seifa, Machlokas, Manda, Masni La Aresha, according to the one who says it's going on the Resha, meaning on the case of the marriage, Kalshik and Aseifa, surely in the Seifa, we would allow her to stay married, Dibishvuya Hikilu, because by Shvuya, you don't even know anything. At least in the first case, you knew she was married, and now the question is if she got divorced. By Shvuya, you don't know she was Nivellus. So it's a total suffix, and therefore we would be able to be mako there kol shekein. Uma, and the Ritva's lashon is that a woman does everything she can in a shavui not to be nivellus. She makes herself look disgusting, and she doesn't. So you know, there's reasons to say she wasn't. Uma de masti lo seifa, but according to the one who says it only on the seifa, al v'aresha lo might not agree in the resha, because in the seifa you don't even know anything; you just know nishbeis. But in the resha, you know married. Maybe we would make her get divorced, even if the edim come after she got married. That's an amazing chumrah that she's married already, because we relied on pesha asar. And now, after she gets married, the Edom come, and now they could ruin her Pesha Asar, even after she got married. Does that affect how we understand Pesha Asar? So, we'll have to see. So, Lema, but the Rav Hamnuna kamiflagi, maybe the root machlokes of whether you have it on the Resha or the Seifa is the machlokes by Rav Hamnuna, Taman Damasi La Resha is slayed the Rav Hamnuna. According to one who says it on the Resha, holds like Rav Hamnuna. Remember, Rav Hamnuna is the one that says, she could tell her husband, Gay Rashtani, you divorce me. So there too, if she says, I'm divorced, so then she's believed there, right? Like, Rav Hamnuna. Uman Damasi La Seifa, less like Rav Hamnuna, and according to the one who says it on the Seifa, maybe it does not hold like Rav Hamnuna, and therefore would not say she's believed in the, in the Reisha, once Edom came. The verse says, low, to Kuli Alma Isli, the Rav Amnuna, everybody could hold of him. The Machlokas is as follows. The Mar Savar Kidmar, the Rav Amnuna, Bifanav, Aval Shalom, Bifanav, Me'iza. Rav Amnuna is only if the husband's there. She wouldn't say something like this. But if the husband's not there, she would. And therefore, you cannot trust her totally. Umar Savar, Shalom, Bifanav, Nami, Inam, Me'iza. No, she always has that fear and awe, and she wouldn't make up a story even if he is not there. Fine. Vimishinesis Bawedam Vachulus. Now related to that, what did the Mishnah say? Once she gets married, so then we don't make her get divorced. The Gemara says now a little chiddush. Amar Avua de Shmuel, lo nises nises mamish, doesn't have to actually be married. Elakivan tihi tiru halinase. Once the psak was given, even if she didn't actually get married yet, once she was allowed to get married, it's good enough. It says she shouldn't go out of the marriage. It means she shouldn't go out of her heter that she received to get married. Period. Tana Rabbanan. We'll get to a story in a minute. First, a little more halacha. Amra nishbesi utahorani v'yeshli edem shetahorani. What if she says nishbesi and antahora, meaning Pesha Asar, but she says, I also have Edim. I have Edim that I am Tahora. Ain Omrim not Dinat Sheyavo Edim. Just because she said that, we don't say that, well, we're not going to let her until she brings the Edim. Elamatir no Samiyad. Right? We could allow her to get married right away. Hitiru halinase ve'achavo Edim yamr lo yadanu. Harizu lotese. If the Edim come and say, we have no idea, still lotese. Why? Because she didn't even need the Edim. She has a Pesha Asar. She was the one that brought the Edim in. Okay, maybe she made a mistake. V'imbo Edi Tuma. But obviously, if Edi Tuma come, that say she was Niveles, I feel Yishla Kama Banim Teitse. Right? Even though she has many children from a Kohen. Right? It has to be a Kohen, because only Kohen is Asar to marry a Nivela L'Pasola. If she has many children from a Kohen, she has to get divorced because they are living in sin. Period. Hani shavu yasa da asin lanarda. There were some women that came to Naharda, they were captives. They came to Naharda. Osiv avua de Shmuel, neturi ba'adayu, avua de Shmuel put a guard on them. Right? Make sure that nothing happens. Make sure that these girls are watched. Armale Shmuel, so his son says to him, he says, Abba, v'yada idna manatrinu. What are you guarding them now for? They've already been in a state of shvuya for a while. So they were already nivellas, probably. So what's the point of putting a guard now? Right, because he thought his father was putting a guard for halachic purposes. That's what he thought. And that's why halachic purposes, you know, what are you doing? The Marsha here says, obviously, he would have agreed to the guard just for social purposes, to protect them. The Marsha says here. But he thought it was a halachic decision. His father answers, no. Amarle, ilu bantechavien. Hey Shmuel, if it was your daughters, mi havas mezalzel bukulehai, wouldn't you want a guard for them? Meaning, I'm not doing this for halachic purposes. I'm doing it for purposes just to protect them. And because Avu the Shmuel said that, look what happened to his granddaughters. Havikishkaga shiyosei milafnei shalit. The lashon used in Shas to tell us it was like a klala that came out that happened. Vishtavin banti debar Shmuel, because the father Shmuel used that lashon. It was like we had earlier in the first parak al tiftach pela satan, and the daughters of Mar Shmuel were captured. Bi askinu laara di Yisrael, and they brought him out to Eretz Yisrael. Ukman lish, and then they were there, and the captives came to Eretz Yisrael. Ukman lishvuyainu me'avroi. What happens? The captives, the girls now, I guess maybe they got, I don't know if they got free or they were able to go out. They came to a base manager. They told their captors, you know what? You stay outside for a second, okay? Stay out here. They went inside the base medrash. Va'ayla lebe medrash ad Rabbi Chanina. And ha'amra, nishbesi v'tahorani, va'ha'amra nishbesi v'tahorani. They each testified and said, nishbesi v'tahorani, meaning they each used their pesha asar. So what'd he do? Sharinu. So he said, okay, mutter. Sof ol asur shavyinu. And then they said, okay, now you can come in. And the captors come in, and the captors obviously would have been clear, wouldn't have been a pesha asar. But they give him a heter. Amar Rabbi Chanina, oh, Binan demor yininun, you must be children of a great rabbi. Right, you guys know the halacha. Igloi milsa, and this probably was not the Shabbos table topic, Pesha Asar. Even if you want to say that it was just, They got something from Shmuel. They knew this halacha. Unbelievable. So Igloi Mil said about it to Shmuel Havian. It came out that these was the daughters of Shmuel, and they had a Pesha Asar, and therefore they were trusted. There is a story, a related story in Moed Katan, also relating to Shmuel. To remember the Moed Katan Daf Yocheshem and Aleph. Pinchas, the brother of Shmuel, was sitting Shiva. Shmuel goes to visit him, and he sees that his fingernails are very long. He says, "Why haven't you cut your fingernails? Am I lo shakalt?" Right, there's a question about cutting your fingernails. So Shmuel's brother says to him, "What if it happened to you? You would cut your fingernails?" And then what happens? Shmuel became an avel. Right, it's happened to him more than once here, this al tiftach peh. Right, feel bad for Shmuel. And then he's sitting Shiv, and his brother goes to him and says, "I don't care if you said that to me. Bris krusa l'svatayim. You got to watch your mouth. You got to watch your lips." So Shmuel has been through this not only with his father but also with his brother. Right, two stories: Moed Katan Yudches about his brother, and here this story about his father. If you look at it, fascinating paragraph. If you look in the Chasam Sofer, Yoredeya. Simin Shin Mem Vav. It's a whole long tshuva. Just look at the first paragraph. The tshuva is from his father-in-law, Rekiva Eger. Rekiva Eger wrote a letter to his son-in-law, the Chasam Sofer, and he writes, it's a shayla about Hilchas Smachos. It's a shayla in Hilchas Avelos. So he says, "I got your letter." He says, "Why are you asking me Avelos shaylas when it's not Lomaisa?" And he says, and Bris Krusolus Fatayim, and his mother was Nifterer during the time that he's being Osek in this shayla. So he says, "Look what happened. Look what happened as he asked me the shayla." And he writes, he says, he quotes the Gemara in the end of Psachim, "De lo kapid lo kaptinan bay, de kapid kaptinan bay." I'm machmed about these kind of things, said the Chasam Sofer. So this is what happened. You're not machmed about it. And the Gemara said that by Zugos at the end of Psachim. He says, people are scared about it? Okay, you got to be worried about it. If you're not scared about it, don't worry about it. About always doing things in the even numbers and the odd numbers. So that's the father-in-law and the son-in-law's relationship. He says, you know, look what you, I don't know if he's saying you caused it, but that was a historical paragraph in Shin Mem Vav. Okay, so Shmuel's daughters came in and they are considered ksheirim because of the Pesha Asar. Amalei Rabbi Chanina l'Rav Shimon Bar Abba Puk Itva Bekrova Seif. So Rabbi Chanina says to Rav Shimon, who happened to be a relative of Shmuel, "Go get married to them. Go get married to them." Amalei Rabbi Chanina Vayika Edim Midinas Hayam. But there are Edim out there, right? Meaning there are Edim out there that saw that they got right. That these Edim were outside, right? That's not good enough, right? Maybe the Edim will come, even if the Goyim can't be testified, but maybe Edim out there will come and testify. And like we said, maybe after Edim come and they're married already, it's not so simple that they can stay married, says Rabbi Chanina. Hashtamiyos, let's do, come on. They're not here now. Edim beside Esther and Vateyaser. You have to be worried about Edim in the north? Meaning, they're not here now. Don't worry about what tomorrow will bring. Right now, they can get married. Says the Gemara, Taima de lo asu Edim. It sounds like from the story, now this is the whole reason we brought the story, to make the following diyuk. It sounds like he's saying, well, they're not here now, and that's why they could get married. Ha asu Edim Mitzera. But it sounds like if the Edim were here, it would be Asur, even though they have a Heter Linase already. Right, that was the whole, how we got into this whole discussion, that he holds, Avu Adishmuel says, even if he tiru halinase, that is good enough. So the Gemara answers, Amar Avu Adishmuel, kivich tiru halinase, Avu Bishalon Nisays. Answer, Amar Avashi, Edi Tuma Itmar. Maybe the story was that, oh, maybe there are Edi Tuma out there that they know that a Bia took place, not just Shvuya took place, and that's what they were worried about, and that's what he answered. Don't worry about it. If they're not here now, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about it. There is another version of the end of the story in the Yushalmi here, and the Yifei Naim quotes it here. What happened to the daughters of Shmuel at the end? Right? Did they? Some say that they died, that they got married, and that they died. But either way, that's in the Yushalmi here in Simon Vav. If one wants to see the end of the story. Okay, Vayter. Says the next Mishnah. Shtei Nashim Shenishbu. Two women again that are captured. Zoso Maris Ishbeis Yutah Rani. Vizoso Maris Ishbeis Yutah Rani. They each say, I was captured and I am Tahar. Ain't an Emanis. They're not believed. Why not? Rashi says, here there are Edim. So I'm in a case where there were Edim that they were Nishba. So therefore there's no Pesha Asar, if there are Edim. Tosfos even has a Girsa that he does not have the Lashon of Nishbesi in the Mishnah. It's just that Zeomer Tahorani, Zeomer Tahorani. Tosfos has two Girsos. And then Tosfos has an amazing line. He says, and even if you want to keep the Girsa, you want to keep the Gersa, so maybe the issue is that they're saying this basic Torah, and they didn't know that they were Edom. And still we don't believe them. So that's an important line. We're not going to believe a Pesha Asar, even though the person talking didn't realize that they didn't have a Pesha Asar. So Rabbi Chanan says, if Pesha Asar is based on a Mali Lashakar, kind of like, well, if they obviously telling the truth, then why don't they have that Nemanus here? They didn't know about the Edom. If you say it's more of a halachic, you know, everything we know is from them, so therefore we're going to trust them, so they hear that's not true. So maybe this halacha points to one of the understandings of Pesha Asar. Okay. Ubizman Shein Me'ido Zu Azu, Hare Elu Ne'emanos. But if they're testifying not about themselves, but about each other, so then we would believe them. Because just like we're Mako about Eid Echad by Misa, we're also Mako about Eid Echad Bishvuya. Tana Rabbanan. So, says the Gemara, four cases. Ani, what if this, these are the Tosefta says. Ani, Tamei Avachever, Titahora, we're going to quote all four, and then we're going to talk about them. If she says, I'm Tamei, and my friend is Tahar, meaning I was Nivellus, but my friend is not, Ne'emenes. She's believed. About who? We'll see. Ani, Tahar, Avachever, Titamei, ain't Ne'emenes. If she flips it, ain't Ne'emenes. Ani, Avachever, Titamei, we're both Tamei, Ne'emenes al-Atzma, ain't Ne'emenes al-Chaverta. About herself and not her friend, ani v'chaverti tahora, ne'emenes al chaverta, ne'emenes al atzma. Four cases. So here we go. Amar mar. Ani tahora v'chaverti tamea, ein ne'emenes. Case number one. I'm tahora, I'm sorry, case number two. I'm tahora and my friend is tamea, ein ne'emenes. That doesn't work. Hei chidami, what is the case there? Edeleka edim, if there are no edim on the shivuya al atzma on my lo mehemna. Why isn't she believed about herself? That's the case of Pesha Asar. Nishbesi utahora ani kaamra. Right, she's saying, I was captured in Tahora. Ela pshita. But obviously, what does case number two have to be? Deika edim. Case number two must be there are edim that she was nishbesi. That's why she's not believed about herself. Ema mitziyasa. But what about case number three then? Ani v'chaverati tameya ne'emenes al atzma ve'ne'emenes al chaverta. Right, we're both tamei. She's not believed about her friend, only about herself. But if there are edim that she was nishba amaylo mehemna, why isn't she believed? There are edim that they were shivuya, and she says, my friend was nitma, why shouldn't she, why do we not believe her? Elapshita deleka edim. It must be in that case, case number three, there are no edim. Ema seifa, but what about case number four? Ani v'chaverati tahora, ne'emenes al chaverta ve ne'emenes al atzma. She's believed about her friend and not herself. And if there are no edim, why can't she be believed about herself that she's tahora? Elapshita deika edim. So case number four must be that there are edim. So ask the Gemara. We just discussed case two, three, and four. Reisha v'seifa deika edim. Mitziyasa deleka edim. Can it be that case two and four have edim and case three does not have edim? Would the Tosefta write a case like that? Amar Abaya in yeah. Avaya says every case is about halacha is about a different case. Reisha v'seifa deika edim, siyasa deleka edim. Okay, we'd always rather not say that, but that's Avaya's suggestion. Rav Papa Amar, no. Kula deika edim. They're all about a case where there are witnesses that they were nishba, but v'ika eid echad deka'afich. But there's an eid echad in each case that is always saying exactly the opposite of what this woman said. Okay, now that this actually took place, we're just talking about the halacha of it. Exactly the opposite. So we're going to go through each case now. The opposite. Amra ani tamei v'chaverati tahora. We are case number one, where she says, I am tamei, but my friend is tahor. V'amar la eid echad at tahora. V'chaverta tamei. The opposite. No, you're okay. Your friend is tamei. So, and there are edim. There are edim. That's the case. Wherever there are edim, always. So, she says, I'm tamei. Shaviti lanafshi chadicha diisura. So she's Ashi, she says, I'm Tamei. So Shavi Anafshi, she's Aser. Chaverta, Mishtar Yapumadida. But her friend is Mutter, based on her testimony. Right? Bishvuya Hikilu, as we just said. If there's somebody that says Beferish, that she was not Niveles, even a woman, she's believed. So she's not believed about herself because of Shavi Anafshi. Case number one. Case number two. Ani tahora v'chaverati tameya. She says, I'm okay, my friend is Tommy. V'yomer lo eid echad at tameya. V'chaverteh tahora. So what's the halacha there? So ihi, she's not tahora. Why? Kivan de'ika edim lav kol kamina. There are edim that she was captured, and she says, I wasn't Nivellus. She's not believed for that. She doesn't have a pesha asar. Chaverta mishar yapuma de'ed. But the friend is allowed based on the testimony of the other eid echad. That's testimony that says she is tahora. Case number two. Number three. And this is even after her own eidus that she says, my friend is tameya. But there's an eid echad that comes and says tahora. That's good enough. Case number three. Ani v'cheverati tameya. We're both tame. You're both okay. So ihi, she's out. Fine. So Gemara says hasulam alihane reisha is in case three is the same as case number two. The eid echad is allowing her friend. You might have said in case number three, she said they're both tame, right? But really, you might say they're both really tar, and you should even allow her. And not say Shavya Nafshe. Why? V'hai dekamra hachi tamos nafshi implishim udaka avda. She's just interested in bringing both of them down. And therefore, if we allow her friend, we should allow her too. Kamashalom, we don't go that far. We don't go that far. That's the chiddush of case number three, even though we already know from case number two. And finally, last case, fourth case. Ani v'cheverati tahora. We're both tahor. V'yarmar la'id echad at v'cheveratech tamei. Oh, you're both tamei. So ihi, herself, kiva di'ika edim lav kol kamina. There are edim, remember, according to this whole kimta. There are edim that she got became shvuyav, so she's not believed about herself. Chaverta mishtar yapum adida. And her friend is believed based on her own. She says, my friend is tahora. I hasu lama lihainu reisha de reisha. That's exactly what the case number one said. Right? We just asked before, case three is the same as case two. But now we're saying case four is the same as case one. Both cases were allowing her friend based on her own testimony. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush? Ma'u detema ki mehemna b'makam tapas l'nafsha. You might think that she's only believed where she herself is nifseles. Ava b'makam de michshara nafsha ema lo mehemna. But in a case where she's ksheira, maybe she wouldn't be believed. Kamash malan, that is the chiddush of that last case. Okay, so we have the four cases of the Tosefta, either talking about differences, some have Edim, some don't have Edim, but Rav Papa says you could even work it out with Edim, but just add in that there is an Eid Echa testifying against them in all these cases. Okay, so this is all about Shavuya. Hashem, tomorrow we get into the next Mishnah, which gets into Truma and Kohanim and other issues of Ne'emanus. Okay, we'll stop here. Parashah